And I'm here here with Michael Amar. And of course, he is one of the on staff with the Restaurant Magic Business. Michael, good to see you.
Great to see you, Scott.
We've had a great couple of days over here that you've contributed to this.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's really, you know, a professional effort here.
Absolutely.
No question.
Yeah. And you've given so much. Now, tell me, did you do this during the first time, or is this
I spent more out here this
time than you did last
2 days.
Okay.
It was considerably more.
And you kind of were involved with Kosha from the beginning of R&B, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me about your involvement, just real quickly.
Well, he would brainstorm or think out loud on the possibility of it and the potential of it and you know, could it possibly work this way or could it possibly work that way? And really, I was just a wall to bounce ideas off of. You just needed to think out loud.
And so you were just kind of giving some ideas. So, hey, that'll work or it may not. You might want to tweak this or that or whatever then, too.
Yeah.
And it's really developed then a lot, and it's great to have you as, you know, one of the counselors or advisors, I guess, you know, on the board, so to speak, kind of on this thing, too.
And we enjoy talking about theory and philosophy and the deeper stuff, you know, beyond
favorite
the techniques.
Subjects.
And, you know, and as you see, he brings a lot of that mm-hmm. into this. And so we always find a lot to talk about.
Yeah, he has a lot of energy, certainly.
Yeah.
He gets across the points and everything. Well, I appreciate your time. I know that you got a rush
out there. Great, Scott. Thank you so much. And, again, hey, I saw on Facebook the photo from yesterday. You are on the job, my friend. This is great, because now I was on the way out, and he said, "Whoop! Stop! I gotta let's get something, recorded." And I think that's what you have to be.
That's all the social media is about, you know.
Yeah,
it's the immediacy of it, certainly.
You know, it is. You are mastering this thing that I am barely aware of, but you're doing such a terrific job. You're an inspiration, Scott.
Thank you. Let me ask you one last thing, and that mm-hmm. is because my podcast is called The Magic Word. What is your magic word? It could be in life, or magic, or business. Sir, what is your magic word you might live by?
Well, the key word that we just finished discussing was accountability. You know, I think that's really a game-changing thing. That if a lot of us, maybe if we have a job out in the real world, we feel more productive working for somebody else than we might for ourselves because we're accountable to that person. There's somebody that we have to answer to if we haven't done something.
And, that's right.
The creation of this situation, you know, is like implementing this context and accountability factor, and I think that it's going to change a lot of what's going on.
The future.
With their plans here.
Right. Yeah. Yep, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
appreciate
Scott.
Your time, Michael.
Hello. Scotty out.
I'm here with Kosha Kimlett, who is the proprietor and the owner and the founder of Restaurant Magic Business. And so I just want to talk a little bit about R&B, exactly how that it got started. First of all, welcome to The Magic Word, my podcast.
Thanks, Scott.
So tell me, I understand about 3 years ago or so you kind of got interested in this, and so how did you get into it?
It's been an amazing journey. It's been an amazing journey, and you and I are sitting here at the end of our 4-day seminar.
But there was something that clicked at some point in your life, you know, that it was like, hey, you know, this is something that really could be taken nationwide or something.
There's a couple things in that. In all the times that I've watched businesses and I've traveled to conventions, my clients, is I've seen that nothing is done by one person.
Right.
And Magic has always been a one-person organization. We're all solopreneurs. We're doing our own thing. And I knew that the only way to make this succeed would be to build this as a group. And what clicked for me is when I released my ego. What clicked for me was when I saw other magicians performing for people, and I was just as happy watching them amaze spectators. And mm-hmm. I didn't need to step in and go, oh, no, let me show
like
you my trick.
Yeah. Right.
When that went away, I knew that this could be a real business, that I was no longer so self-centered and so like, no, it's about me and my tricks.
You could see you were part of a team right then.
And that's what we're changing.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing that we're telling all magicians, that it's not about me, it's about the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about, oh, there's not enough work to go around. There's an abundance of work, and we're creating the market. And it just happens to be that we're doing this in Magic and in this restaurant field. And I'm incredibly lucky because the last 2 years has been a phenomenal growth, and our team has grown, and so many people, and seeing how everyone participates and what they gift to this organization,
right,
it drives me.
And the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, and obviously that was the first step that you took. Or should I ask, what was the first step? I mean, that's a huge. I mean, to where we are now. I'm sure this is part of what you envisioned, you know, at some point.
Oh yeah.
But and still more. I know you got big plans still to go from here. But you know. no one can really kind of recreate exactly what you have done.
I can tell you the moment.
Short amount. Okay,
I can tell you the moment. I was sitting there. I was booked to do a magician convention in Argentina.
Yeah.
And we were south in Calafate, and we had taken a whole day's journey up the mountain, and we trekked, and we saw the icebergs and everything. And on the way there, on the way back, I had this little notebook, this little leather Argentinian notebook.
Yeah.
And I wrote the entire business plan right there. I just wrote, and I just envisioned it. And at that point, I knew, just like a trick, you come up with the effect first, and then you work backwards to figure out the method. And it's amazing, in the last year and a half, almost, yeah, year and a half, 2 years now since I've written that, every time where we've had a delay, or I've been unsure about something, or something didn't work, I go back to that original booklet, and there is the exact perfect plan, and I go back to that every time.
Hmm.
You know, the way exactly that I dreamed it is. This is the way it should be, where there I wasn't thinking about all the things I have to do and the methods. Now, in the last 2 years, being entrenched in the methods is what you start getting so entangled in it.
Right.
But when you go back to the original vision, and that drives me, it continues to drive me.
Right, so you have to keep going back to the beginning. And so, again, it's dreaming, planning, and scheduling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you got to start with that dream and then keep going back and trying to fine-tune your direction, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's with Michael Ammer, we talk about it. It's the heat-seeking missile, where we know what the target is. We're constantly readjusting. Mm-hmm. And it was a dream, and I really felt like this is the time, and I have to do this. I had no choice. I literally, when I looked at it, it was like, I've traveled around the world. I've met thousands of magicians, and they're all incredibly talented. And all I hear from them is that work is difficult to get, and it's a terrible time, and I'm not making a living, and I think that's bullshit. I think that now is an amazing time. Every one of us is talented,
right,
and every one of us can be the best magician in our own city. We're so talented. And because no one's ever built a structure around this, no one made the foundation, and in the last 8 years, I've had the experience in dealing in the business world. I understand, and I'm learning, and I continue to have amazing mentors on sales and on business and on branding. I have just amazing Sherry, BJ, Michael, Jimmy. These people are incredible, and they drive me. And what's amazing is that they see what we have. They want us to succeed so bad.
Right.
And as Jason Wethington, who's been my right side man for the last half year, has been so solid with me, it's like, how can we not succeed when we have such amazing people around us?
Right, right. You surround your, I guess it's like any successful person, President of the United States, whoever it is, you surround yourself with a good cabinet, good advisors, people who are going to keep you on track and bring in other good ideas, because you don't want yes men. You don't want someone who's going to be saying, yeah, boss, that sounds great. You know, that you're going to grow by, you know, bouncing off ideas, you know, like Michael and others, you know, who are going to be continuing to keep you on path and saying, oh, that is a good idea. I hadn't thought about that. You know, this might be another direction or an additional thing that we can add or whatever like that.
And, you know, and I tell our magicians that it's continuously we have to learn. We continue to have to improve. 2 weeks ago, I had a sales consultation with Jimmy V, and I brought in our sales team, and he pounded us, and he worked with us on our script. And there was a point where he told me what I'm doing right and what I could be doing better, and he really made me uncomfortable. I mean, literally, I was sitting there, and he's telling me, here's what you need to stop, and here's what you need to do better. And I felt so uncomfortable. It was like, oh, but I think I know what I'm doing. And the moment that I felt uncomfortable, I knew this is the best place I could possibly be.
Uh-huh.
It felt so good to be uncomfortable, knowing that now this is my chance to grow. I haven't felt this uncomfortable in half a year to a year, and he just did this to me, so that means I got to pay attention, because right now is the most opportune moment for me to grow beyond my boundaries.
It's good to kind of get out of your comfort zone.
Oh,
it's like you were talking about the, you know, learning the Roadrunner calls. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, okay, throw away the way you thought you were doing something before. You have to handle it this way, and then break it down and practice this, this, and this. And they're small steps. That's something that you can't learn immediately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And probably the best advice that I never took was when I was younger and I was just starting lecturing, and I was just 17, 18 years old, and suddenly I'm out there lecturing around the country teaching other magicians tricks, and I've only been in magic for 4 or 5 years, and here I am teaching my tricks. I had several prominent magicians tell me, hey kid, you know, you don't need to be teaching. Stay at home and perform.
Yeah.
But I had a bug in me. I wanted to share. I got it from John Rockerbaumer, because he shared incredible magic with me when I was a kid, and he said that you got to pass it onwards. Mm-hmm. And that's why I had that bug, and I could not share. I knew that the few little details I had, whether it was on performance or technique, I could share, and I should share. And the greatest thing that I did was continue traveling around the world, because I can tell you that almost 90% of the magicians that have come to the seminar so far, mm-hmm, have personally told me the reason they came here is because they've met me at some point around the world. They met me at a lecture,
right.
They met me at a convention, and they knew it when they met me and they shook my hand that when we started this wasn't something, but this was real, and they knew, and that means the world to me. And I know this is a small community. I haven't been around the world, it's a small world.
Yeah.
And we all know each other, we're gonna continue to work with each other. And it's letting the finest people. It's building something, telling people what our standards are, letting those who are interested come and decide for themselves whether they're up to par, whether they're willing to put in the effort and the time into it. Not everybody is. I've learned now right away that not everybody is, because most magicians have so much ego.
True.
They're so stuck in their own world.
Yeah.
But those that can work as a team, those that see the long-term opportunity and are willing to put in the time and the effort, are going to benefit huge over the next decade and decades to come.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, no truer words. Well, let me just ask you, speaking of words, since this is the Magic Word podcast, let me ask you what your magic word would be.
Empathy. It's what I don't see enough in magic. It's that we're so stuck in our own little trick world. We get applause. And I think that, we do stupid, simple tricks, and people applaud, and we think we are the greatest people in the world, and our ego just builds, and we just need to chill out. We just need to realize, it's just a trick. Over yourself. And what you need to do is you just need to empathize with the audience.
Yeah.
So my word would be empathy.
Very good. Kosti, I appreciate everything that you've done for everybody so far, and that things that are going to be great that will be coming hereafter then also. So thanks for your time.
Thank you for
appreciate
being here,
Kosti. This is Scotty out.